Today's shiur is the Masechtas Brachos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We will begin with the top line, the first words on the line, Amar Rabbi Ba. The Gemara had been discussing up until now the inyan of Gimel Kaichavim being considered as Lila, that once three stars have come out, halachically we consider it like night. The Gemara, on the bottom of Gimel and Beis, posed two questions on this idea. The Gemara asked that, Lachaira, if we consider Gimel Kaichavim, if we consider three stars like Lila at night, so then in the morning also we should consider three stars like night. And therefore, it should be that even if the sun has risen slightly, meaning even past Amar HaShachar, even past Alois HaShachar, we should still consider it halachically like night. Similarly, the Gemara asked that the Pasuk says, HaShemesh Yatzah Ala Aretz V'Light Ba'atzayra, and it also says, V'Ba'a HaShemesh V'Tahir, we made a hekesh between the Yetziah and the Bia of the Shemesh, that just like the Bia is Mishayas Kasam and Abrias, just like when the sun sets, we consider it like night once it's the sun is no longer visible. So too, Av Yetziyasa, it should be only when it is visible. And yet, we consider, halachically, we consider it Yaim, even from Alayz HaShachar. So to address both these questions, the Gemara now comes with a Pasuk, and the Gemara will now bring a series of drashas, ideas, how we know that from Alayz HaShachar, halachically, it's considered day. And let's begin with the top line. Amar Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba said, "Ksiv." It says in the pasuk Habayker Ar. The pasuk says, in Bereishis, Perk Mem Dalet, it says Habayker Ar. The biker is Ar. The morning was light. Hatera Kara La Ar biker. Basically, Rabbi Ba is saying that since the pasuk says that morning, halacha, in the Torah's eyes, morning is equivalent to a zman, to a time when you can see light. So basically, the Torah is telling us that once we see light in the morning, even if we don't actually see the Shemesh, it's halachically considered morning. And therefore, this is the raya that from Alayz HaShachar, we halachically consider it like day. Continues the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, from this pasuk I see that this halacha, that already from Alayz HaShachar, we consider it halachically like day. He brings the pasuk, it says, Babaker, Babaker, by the mon, it says, Vayilkatu Aysai, Babaker, Babaker. He collected it more every morning. And he basically makes a drasha on this, Babaker, Babaker, that the pasuk is coming, kedelitein tchum lebeker shel beker. That we view the pasuk as coming to tell us that there, besides the there are two bikers. There's the biker of when you can actually see the shemesh, and then there's the biker to that biker, which is from Alayz HaShachar. So we see from this that from the time that you have zrichas haShemesh, from the time that the sun, the light of the sun is already seen in the morning from Alayz HaShachar, that's already considered halachically day. We go after the first morning, not after the second morning, in terms of danning what is considered morning lahalacha. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yaisi be Rebun, or according to the Gerus of the Pnei Maisha, it's Amar Rav Yaisi Barbun. Im Aimer Litein Oivav Shal Rakia Lilaila Bein Ba'arves Bein Mishachas. If you'll tell me that although the sun has not completely set at night, but because we see three stars, it's considered halachically night. If you'll tell me that that idea exists also in the morning, and therefore only once the sun is fully visible and the stars have gone away do we consider it day. So it comes out that Nimsus Aimer, She'ein Hayom V'Halayla Shavin. It should come out that night and day will not be equal. Meaning that the Gemara now brings Let's see a little bit further, and we'll explain the question. V'tani, we have a brisa which says be'echad b'tkufas Nisan, on the first of Tkufas Nisan, uve'echad b'tkufas Tishrei, the first of Tkufas Tishrei, hayoyim v'halaylo shavin. So the Gemara says basically like this: that in the beginning, by the fall season and the spring season, there's a brisa which says that there is a day, the first day of both these tkufas, of the first day of Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tishrei, which is essentially spring and fall, the first day of those seasons, you can split up the day to be 12 hours and 12, the 24-hour day is 12 hours day, 12 hours night. So the Gemara is bothered that if you'll consider the time that the sun is seen on the horizon, when the sun is seen on the horizon, if you'll say that while the sun is seen on the horizon, we consider it as if it's night because of the fact that you have three stars out, so it should come out that day is going to be shorter than night. It's going to come out that it's not going to be split equally 12 hours day, 12 hours night. It's actually going to be considered night for more time than it is going to be considered day. And therefore, ask the Gemara that if you'll tell me that in the morning we don't consider halacha l'morna from Alei Shachar, you won't have this cheshbon that on these days in the beginning of the seasons where the night and the day are perfectly equal in terms of sunrise and sunset, it's going to come out that really the night is going to be longer than the day. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna gives another alternative mahalach, how we know that from Alois HaShachar it's considered day. Na'alfina mi derech ha'aretz. Let us learn it out from the way of the land. Shari Malko Nafik, when the king begins to leave the palace, Afal Gav Dulay Nafik, even if he has not yet left, Omrin Denafik, yet still we call it as if the king has left. The people say the king has left the palace, even if he has not yet left, but as if he's about to leave, they say he left. Similarly, by the sun, if the sun has risen, if it has begun to rise, even if it has not yet risen, from Alois HaShachar, we say it's as if the sun has already risen, and therefore from Alois HaShachar, it's considered day. Shari Alil. And you can't learn it out from the way the king goes back into the palace, because it's completely different. You see that Shari Alil, once he begins to go back in, Lo Amrin Da'al, we do not say that it's as if he has gone back in, Ad Shaita De'ail, until he has actually gone in. So we see that the Knesset and the Yetziah are not similar to each other, and therefore the Gemara is saying that this that Rav Abba asked on Gimel Amud Beis, that we should be Medama, we should be Makash Yetzias Labia, that just like Bia, from the time that Mashiach Kasam and Abrius, the sun, once it has been covered up from the Brius that people can't see it anymore, it's considered halakhically night, so to the Yetzia, we should say it's only when it's seen by the people. We see that this is not true. We see that we cannot be medame the Yetziah and the Bia, just like we find by a king that we cannot be medame the Yetziah and to the Bia. Continues the Gemara, Zeu she'aymed u'mispalel, someone who is aymed u'mispalel, someone who davens shemuna esrei, tzarech lahashvas es raglov, he has to make his feet equal. So there's a machlaikas, and then over here in the Yerushalmi, what is that exactly? Does that mean? Trein amuroin, two amuroim argued on the parish of what it means lahashvas es raglov, that he has to make his feet equal to each other. Rav Levi, Rav Simon, and the names of these two amuroim, Rav Levi and Rav Simon. Chad amar, one said kemalachim, one said he has to make his feet equal like malachim. The chad amar kekohanim, and one said he has to make his feet equal like kohanim. What's the difference between Malachim and Kohanim? So the Gemara explains. Man Darmer says Kekohanim. Loisan lemid ma'alas az mizbechi. The pasuk says that you should not go up on steps on top of my mizbech, meaning because there was an issue to Megala Erva, and Shahayu mahalchin ekev bitzar gaidel v'gaidel bitzar ekev. They would put the front of their foot in back of the back of the foot and the back of the foot in front of the front of the foot. Basically, they would walk with one foot right in front of the other foot. They would take very small steps in order not to spread their feet and be Megala Ervo. So, the Gemara wants to say that according to this, if you hold Kekaihanim, that we, when we daven Shemona Esrei, we're like Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash, we're being Misharis, the Rabbeinu Shalom, like Kehanim, so the way one would have to stand, not like the way we stand, one would have to stand with one foot directly in front of the other foot. But yet, the Man D'Amar says, like Malachim, the Pshat is that V'raglein regul Yishara. We see in the Pasuk that the Pasuk says the Malachim had one foot. It was one straight foot, one next to another, like the way we stand during Shemona Esrei. And that's what it means in this Braisa, that the person who's down Shemona Esrei, Tzarech L'Hashvus, is Raglov. So it comes out that Ar Minug is like the Man D'Amar that says Kemalachim, that we stand during Shemona Esrei as if we are like Malachim in front of the Rabbanu Shalom. Continues the Gemara of Chanina Bar Androi b'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Saiter. Rav Chanina Bar Androi said in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Saiter, Hamalachim ein lehem kafitzen. The Malachim do not have kafitzen. That means they don't have chulyais, explains the Pnei Maisha. They don't have joints in their feet. They're not able to jump around, and they're not able to sit. Rather, what do they have to do? They have to stand constantly. Umataimo, what is the reason? Kirvas al chad min kaimo kaimo. The Pasuk says in Daniel, in Perek Zion, Pasuk Tes Zion, Kirves al chad min ka'amayo. Which means, it says that Daniel approached one of the standing ones. We darshan ka'amayo as kaimo, standing. Meaning this is the raya, the Gemara says, when the Gemara says my taimo, what it means to say is, where do we have a raya that malachim stand, and they don't have any joints? Because the Pasuk says ka'amayo, and we darshan it kaimo, that they stand. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, zeh sheraya es ha'kayhanim b'veis ha'kneses, the one who sees the Kehanim in the Beis HaKnesses when they're doing Nesias Kapayim has to say the following. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov B'Shniyo Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzavakov B'Shlishes Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Masov. So these three psukim are psukim that a Yisrael has to say when he sees the Kehanim being with Baruch Liyam during the first, second, and third bracha that of the psukim that the Kehanim say. The continues the Gemara, and here we turn on to Dalam and Beis, but Musaf. If let's say you have Musaf, Lamashal Shabbos, or Reish Chodesh, or Yom Tov, bebracha harishayno, during the first bracha that the Kohanim say, Tzarech Leimer, the Yisrael will have to in turn respond, Shir HaMalus, Hine Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Ha'imdim B'Veis Hashem Ba'Leilois, Bishniyah in the second bracha, Su'i Yedeichem Kaidush, and Bishlishas, in the third bracha the Kohanim say, the Yisrael should respond, Yivarecha Hashem Mitziyay. And we'll continue with Dalam and Beis, the rest of Dalam and Beis, in the next year.